A sobering new study on food security shows more households in St. John's are struggling to afford their next meal than any other major city in Canada. A study of 35 cities by the University of Toronto's Food Security Policy Research Centre found 1 in 6 St. John's homes have no guarantee of their next meal. That compares with Quebec City, which scored the best with 1 in 12 homes considered food insecure. Josh Smee is the CEO of Food First NL. He joins us live by phone on the line this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Were you surprised with our poor showing in this food security study?
You know, not really, unfortunately. I think we watched this data closely, and there was actually a gap in it because for a little while we weren't collecting this data in this province. But once it came back, we knew that that we'd be seeing some difficult numbers. And we know that food insecurity rates are really tightly related to poverty and to economic dislocation. And so it's obviously been a rough few years in this province. And we also know that, you know, our minimum wage in the province is quite low. Our social assistance rates are quite low. So that all sets us up for high rates of food insecurity.
Who is the most likely to have to worry and wonder where their next meal is coming from?
Single parent households are particularly vulnerable. I don't think that's super surprising, but when you think about what it's like to try and raise a child on low income or on as a member of the quote unquote working poor, they're overwhelmingly much more vulnerable than the general population.
Yeah, is it like one of these situations where you know there's so many other expenses like rent and other fixed costs, and people just really have nowhere else to kind of scrimp on but food?
That's a big part of it. Yeah, I think, you know, as much as we can know about the dynamics here is that, you know, when you think about it, say you're bringing in $1,000 a month, which is not unrealistic for lots of people in this community. And say, you know, what chunk of that first has to go to rent and then to keeping the lights on and to all those other costs that don't change month to month. And so, unfortunately, there are times when people have to sacrifice their budget for food. Yeah.
And are there any problems with, you know, social assistance and income support when it leads to food insecurity?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one of the big conversations. So we know that upwards of 65% of people who are on income support are food insecure. And again, that's not surprising given what those rates are. So you're looking at less than $1,000 a month. And so when you think about it, in the last few months during the pandemic, we seem to have agreed as a society that $2,000 a month is kind of the bare minimum. That's how much CERB was. And that's much, much higher. It's more than double what folks generally would be bringing in an income support. And so I think it's hard to imagine a situation where we solved food insecurity in St. John's or in the province without changes to income support rates. But it's also important to note that the majority of people who are food insecure are working. And so the other big part of that conversation is around the minimum wage and the standards that we provide for employees, because there are lots of people who are fully employed in the workforce who are still facing that same food insecurity.
CEO of Food First NL, Josh Smee, what are some possible solutions?
I think there's a couple. You know, we would love to see, as would many other food security organizations and many other community partners, a guaranteed basic income or some version of that brought in, something that provided households with a more flexible kind of support than we do right now. I think it's important to continue the conversation around a $15 minimum wage or even a living wage, which is a little bit higher than that. I think we can also look to, how do we provide supports for folks who are facing food insecurity? So, you know, in the kind of emergency sector, do we have adequate backup, you know, when folks do need to resort to a meal program or a food bank? Are those programs being resourced enough? But overall, this is definitely a poverty conversation. And so I think we just need to remember how prevalent poverty is in our community and go from there.
CEO of Food First NL, Josh Smee, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks so much for having me.